Hello and welcome to SNL Energy's podcast. My name is Jennifer Zajac. I'm a senior editor here at SNL Energy. And with us today is Adam Capage. He is with 3Degrees. He is Vice President of Utility Partnerships. And we're going to talk about something that's been getting a lot of buzz, the Green Power Programs. Hello, Adam.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Let's start up. Some people may not be aware of what exactly Green Power Program is. Can you just describe what they are and how they work?
Green pricing or green power program provides customers an opportunity to support local renewable energy through their utility. So wind, solar, other renewable resources are what we're talking about here. And basically customers can pay a small premium on their utility bill and have that money go to renewable generators.
Okay, and they've been around for not too long, right? How long have they been around?
The first program started back in the late 1990s. So, you know, the oldest programs are now 12 years old, but they keep being new each time a utility starts one for the first time. So for the concept is 10 or 12 years old, but there are people in the country whose utility maybe hasn't started one of these yet. And so if they started one today, it would feel brand new to them.
I'm thinking that a lot of these are starting because of renewable portfolio standard mandates. Now, according to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, more than 850 utilities offer green power programs. Do you see more coming online? I mean, what's your take? Is there a direct correlation between the number of green power programs and RPSs that are coming online?
So here's an important thing to know, an important distinction to make. None of the renewable energy used for a voluntary green pricing program can also be used for renewable portfolio standards. They're completely separate.
Right.
So one is a market-based way to support renewable energy, the voluntary programs, and the other is regulatory or directed way of renewable portfolio standards. Back when voluntary programs were first conceived of, the thought was, start a voluntary program, let utilities and customers learn a little bit about renewable energy, and that'll build support for renewable portfolio standards, or a more political solution to supporting more renewable energy. Some people feel like that's happened. I'm one of them. I think it has helped. I don't know that it works in reverse, per se, once a utility is meeting a renewable portfolio standard, I'm not sure they're any more inclined to then go out and do a voluntary program as well.
Okay. So, yeah, well, let's talk a little bit more about that. What are the advantages of utility offering green power program to customers, and what are the disadvantages, if any?
So, starting with the advantages, it gives utilities an opportunity to learn how to talk about renewable energy with their customers. So, I think it's fair to say that a lot of people hear renewable energy and think it's a good thing, especially if they immediately know it's wind and solar power. They say that's great, but they don't necessarily know how much renewable power is already serving them. A lot of times they think it's a lot more than it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand the pros and cons of these resources. The fact that, for example, right now most renewable resources are more expensive than traditional generation, even though the energy is free, you know, from the sun and the wind. So a voluntary program provides an opportunity to explain all of this and kind of begin a dialogue with customers. It's also, I think, just generally supported by the state commissions, by utility employees, by their customers. It's all around a positive thing for a regulated entity to be able to offer this option to their customers. The disadvantage is that it's new and it requires resources to kind of develop a program, figure out how to make the offer, what it is they're offering. They have to purchase renewable energy, obviously, renewable energy credits. And, you know, for a utility that's focused on, as most utilities rightfully are, on reliability, first of all, and lowest possible prices to their customers, offering a premium separate product is, you know, an obvious thing to do.
Are they struggling with this?
I don't think struggling is the right word. I think once they get started, they kind of realize for one thing, they don't have to reinvent the wheel at this point because the first programs were started 12 years ago. They can pretty much follow a recipe for how programs are designed and are likely to work.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. What are some of the proven effective marketing strategies for green power programs?
Well, what we've found, and I guess it's worth saying at this point, what 3Degrees does, we partner with utilities to help them launch and operate these green pricing programs. We provide the renewable energy credits and then help with the marketing. And so we have a lot of experience in these communications, in helping utilities make with their customers. And so what we've learned is that any tactic that engages the customer in a conversation about renewable energy seems to be particularly effective in this down economic time. So a few years ago, we were seeing that direct mail explained the program and bill inserts, little slips of paper in the utility bill telling the customer about the program was often enough to have people sign up. And it still is, but more and more we're seeing that actually having people out talking, engaging customers at storefronts and events in the summer and really explaining renewable energy seems to be especially effective. We're working with social media now as well to see what that's going to yield in terms of engaging people in a conversation about renewable energy.
And as you can imagine, I'm going to utility sites all the time, and it seems like just about everyone tries to put but does have something green-oriented on the home page. But it's kind of interesting. You didn't really mention too much of utility home websites. Is that because the typical customer doesn't go there very often?
That's our working hypothesis right now. So we do pay attention when we work with utilities to making sure that the green power program is mentioned on the homepage. And we expect that to become more and more relevant, especially as more people pay their bills online. Historically, I think that's accurate, that people are not regularly going out and trolling around the utility website.
Now, Adam, on 3Degrees website, it says that green power programs are, quote, a revenue-neutral option for utilities. I've also heard that these programs, for the most part, are operating in the red. Tell me about the costs associated with running a green power program.
So when you first start operating a green pricing program, you've got a pretty basic problem that any new product faces. You have to tell the world about it, spend money on marketing, but you don't have any customers supplying revenue. And so it's pretty typical for a utility for a program to go into the red as they get started, unless they just don't spend any money at all on marketing, at which point they usually don't get any customers. Then over time, as more customers sign up, revenue starts to come in, and the program, depending on the utility and the deal that they have structured with their regulators, can either make money, or what's most typical, really, is to run revenue neutral and for utilities and not profit from the program. What 3Degrees does when we partner with utilities, we just offer right out of the gate to say that 3Degrees will collect the revenue from the program and pay for those marketing costs. And so the utility, from its perspective, runs revenue neutral throughout.
How, if at all, can utilities generate profit from such programs? Are any of these green power programs generating profit, Adam?
I believe that some of the municipal utilities are allowed to collect money above and beyond the program expenditure. The longer a program's running, the more customers have signed up, and the more that's possible anyway. Like I said, though, you sound dubious about whether or not these can be high revenue generators. That's accurate. They really aren't designed to be that. Most of them, the goal really is to be just revenue neutral.
Well, covering from utilities perspective, they want to, they're always looking at the bottom line, particularly during these times. And not to put you on the spot, but from my understanding, despite the fact that there are 850 utilities offering these green power programs, the numbers of customers participating in them are pretty low.
On average, they absolutely are pretty low. The national average for participation in the neighborhood of 2%, and I apologize, I cannot remember that exact number right now for an average utility green pricing program. But for programs that invest in marketing and actively engage in trying to engage their customers, it is actually possible to have quite a few customers sign up. So for example, one of our utility partners, Palo Alto, utilities in California, currently has 21% participation. So that's the highest in the nation. Obviously, then the highest among our utility partners as well, but we have other partners at 8% and another one at 5%. So you can do this if you work at talking to your customers about that.
We've been talking with Adam Page. He is the Vice President of Utility Partnerships at 3Degrees. Adam, thanks again for taking the time to speak with us. Got a lot out of this.
Thank you.